SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, the federal government launching a review to enter jobs for mates culture and politics. Europe bans Russian diesel and oil products. And in sport, the Perth Scorchers win their fifth Big Bash League cricket title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brawl. The federal government is launching a review of public sector board appointments to ensure they're based on merit rather than politics or so-called jobs for mates. Finance and Public Service Minister Katie Gallagher is set to announce the review in an address to the Chifley 2023 conference in Canberra on Sunday. The review will be led by Lynelle Briggs, who was a former Australian Public Service Commissioner, CEO of Medicare and Commissioner on the Aged Care Royal Commission. China says it's deeply concerned about Australia's almost finalised plans to build nuclear-powered submarines under the AUKUS agreement with the US and UK. Senior Australian ministers have been meeting with their counterparts in London and Washington to finalise details of the agreement ahead of its expected official signing in March. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says she believes the agreement will help Australia maintain the kind of conditions it wants to see in the Indo-Pacific. But Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Mao Ning says China believes the opposite is true.
China has repeatedly emphasised that the decision to carry out and continue to promote nuclear submarine cooperation has posed a serious risk of nuclear proliferation, intensified the arms race, and undermined regional peace and stability. We urge the US, the UK, and Australia to heed the voice of the international community so as to maintain regional and global peace and security with concrete actions.
A teenager has been killed in a suspected shark attack in Perth. Western Australia Police Acting Inspector Paul Robinson says a 16-year-old girl was pulled from the Swan River with critical injuries. Emergency personnel provided medical assistance to the victim, who died at the scene. Police have asked anyone who witnessed the event to contact them while Fremantle detectives prepare a report for the coroner. Southeast Asian foreign ministers have attended a retreat in Jakarta after urging Myanmar military rulers to help end the country's worsening crisis. It follows the year's first meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations foreign ministers, where the Myanmar conflict dominated discussions. Speaking at the retreat, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi says peacekeeping is a crucial responsibility for ASEAN and its members.
The trust of the international community should be used by ASEAN to continue its role as an anchor of peace and stability in the region.
Europe is further cutting its energy ties with Russia, banning imports of diesel fuel and other products made from crude oil in Russian refineries. The European Union ban takes effect today. It aims to reduce Russia's income while keeping its diesel flowing to non-Western countries to avoid a global shortage that would send prices and inflation higher. Energy expert Dr. Thomas O'Donnell of the Wilson Centre says this is part of the bloc's longer-term strategy to sever Russian energy as the anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine approaches.
They've already stopped accepting from December any crude oil in Europe. So this is big. There was a couple million barrels a day of diesel that was coming in from Russia, and they're giving up on all of it.
Today marks the 35th edition of the Midsummer Festival in Victoria and kicks off 3 weeks of events to celebrate LGBTQI+ communities. To commemorate the occasion, the annual Midsummer Pride March will take place in the city and is expected to be attended by over 50,000 people. The festival will host over 200 events at 120 different venues across Melbourne and regional Victoria to showcase the talent of diverse artists and performers. To sport, and Perth Scorchers captain Ashton Turner and teenager Cooper Connolly have helped their team to a 5-wicket victory over the Brisbane Heat in the Big Bash League final. Players ran onto the field in wild celebrations after the winning runs secured the franchise a record 5th title in front of over 53,000 fans at Optus Stadium in Perth. The Heat played well and made the Scorchers earn the victory. The Heat were last on the ladder just 22 days ago before winning 4 of their last 5 games to sneak into the playoffs. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.